So this stanza is how to use the path being wrong in return for kindness. The wrong return for kindness. 자기 부신 제브라짱 부인 달라다신 타워잖아요. 니기타 버블로 엄마님 학브라짱 하셨으나 even if one I have lovingly cared for like my own child regarded me as an enemy, to love him even more as a mother loves a child falling ill is the practice of Bodhisattva. So even if once you give many things and you concern is your children, giving the law, some kind of like everything, and he is regarding as enemy me, the opposite side, thinking bad. And what to do is to love him even more, as a mother love a child falling in love. So you see, actually, Buddha, Bodhisattva compassion is how more. Normally people, of course, we love only nice people. Nice people should be okay. You don't have to be so taken care of so much. He is a nice. Why you love? He's okay. He's working on himself. So Bodhisattva is something wrong people with, you know. Something's going wrong. And with you and other, whatever, they love more. Because he know he's something wrong. Like a Bodhisattva will love more. You know, his next stand is like a next two lane is, for example. Example, very good example. And you have three, four children. You are the parent, isn't it? You love all children because your children all are. But someone who problem with that, you love more, isn't it? You cure so much of it. Some one children fall ill, maybe, isn't it? You like all equally, but you love more someone who's sick. You know he's a problem, he's suffering, and he's something wrong. That's why you love more. Similar, someone Bodhisattva, even something wrong, they love more and they concern more about him. So it's like a mother loves child falling ill. Like for example. So this is how Bodhisattva practice actually doing. And then next one is humiliation on the path. Someone who humiliate and then turn into the path. Rangdang nyamba nimbe kyoi ngajlo wangi yetap jinaya lama jindu kibi dani ki jiro limba jesu nangyamba. Even if my equal or inferiors driven by pride treat me contemptuously, respectfully to consider them like my teacher. On the crown of my head is the practice of Bodhisattva. Yeah, the meaning is the same. Someone who driven by pride and treat me contemptuously, and what you should act, you should act respectfully to consider them like my teacher. Yeah, like teacher. The meaning is all these are the actually same category. So Chirulimbaji is telling me, so you, on the corner of my head, is the characters of Bodhisattva. Why? This one also same, actually. He was also helping the right situation to practice the Dharma. Practice the, you can see like a, this is the something bad, isn't it? The environment, something bad. But if you know what it is beneficial. It is grow always nice things. For example, you know, chicken, minery, buffalo, dung, all the, this is the healthy stuff. The good, not good stuff, smell very badly. But you, when you grow to the, in the vegetable or the garden, they will grow very nicely. It is helpful to grow something nice. It is similar actually. If you see something, what's going on there, actually it is a good to grow. For example, you want to grow the nice flower, well, you need to grow the nice flower condition. You need, it's just nice, just not, it just isn't go nicely, isn't it? You need to put water, you need to put especially, how to say, manure. It's like a manure to grow something nice. So here, someone say, driven by pride, whatever, it's something helpful to grow the compassion, to grow the nice person. It makes you to the goal, develop your wisdom. And this is the how actually you are developing because of the, it makes you develop. So that's why sometimes it's good. And next stanza is how to deprivation on the path. 소의 봉신 딱두니 사진이랑 눈지 따자는 말 누군 디디 딸은 눈지 린지 신발 민바지 쓰는 거. This is a very, you know, I mean deprivation. Even when utterly destitute and constantly maligned by others, afflicted by terrible illness and prey to negative process, to still take upon myself a negative actions and suffering all sentient beings and not lose heart is the practice of Bodhisattva. In the situations like this, Soe Pongshin, you are very destitute, nothing. And on top of that, constantly very terrible sickness. You are not comfortable, not enough to eat the food. And top of that also, your sickness and pray to negative forces, but to still take upon myself all the negative action and suffering of all sentient beings. So this is the how you make a powerful yourself and you don't lose your heart. Even you are like this, you make very, how to say, cherish up yourself and doing all those things of, and practice of the Bodhisattva. Now it is going to be a little bit opposite, because now property, how to use, if you have a wealthy property, and how to use on the path. In production, domanchi yuji nante gui noda togyo to sipa peljun yungbu midi ni kengba meba jisilang means, even though I may be famous and revered by many, though I become rich as like a fresh Ravana. To see that wealthy and wealth and splendor of the world is without sense, and be free from arrogance is the practice of Bodhisattva. Because it's just simple, it's a saying that if you are very famous, you are a very wealthy person, like a Vaishnava, and he is saying, don't be pride, as considered as a essenceless. It's permanent, changeable. Why you should pride so much? And essenceless. And next one is how to use object of the hatred on the path, like anger. Rangi jidang dawa mato no chuo dawa tujin dawa ju deje jumbo ni ma kundi rangi dawa ju salam ni. If one does not conquer one's own hatred, the more one fights outer enemies, the more they will increase. Therefore, with the enemy of loving, with the armies of loving kindness and compassion, to tame one's own mind is the practice of Bodhisattva. So, if one does not anger one's own anger, does not conquer one's own anger, then there is no way to be conquered out of outer enemy. It's like this. If you once conquer one's own your anger or hatred, there is not exist outer enemy. Your mind project is a think enemy. So therefore, it is very important to know what is the meaning of the enemy and what is the friend, the good friend of enemy. The enemy means one who will harm and one who will destroy. This is the enemy. So who is enemy? One's own anger, pride, jealousy, desire is the really, really true enemy. And this enemy will destroy whole universe and whole peace in yourself and other as well. So that's why enemy considered here means not outer enemy, one's own negative emotion, all those things. Enemy. It creates a problem. It destroys you. For example, once you got the anger, this anger, instant of the anger will destroy whole universe. You know, people are war fighting, talking each other. Why? They have one's own anger, and this is happening. And individual people, one has a compassion, why there is no need to fight. Fight with whom? Isn't it? All the friends. You are not going to fight with your friends. Things like that. So that's why a true enemy is the one's anger is a true enemy. If you want to really fight, then you are fight with your enemy. When you are going to win from this anger, that means you are actually hero. That means very powerful person. And it doesn't mean that someone who people with gun and kill you, it doesn't mean that you are the hero. You are the totally stupid. You know, Shantideva told, you don't have to be killed, it's going to die itself. If you kill someone, this means you are like a already person dead, you are shooting gun and killing. It's like this. You are not just hero. If you are considered I am a good person, hero, and try to win from one's own anger, this is a really, really hero. So that's why all the bodhisattva and guru and Buddha, they win from this one's own anger. That way, see everything smooth means like this. Everything is nice. No outer enemy. So that's why Shantideva told, actually, outer enemy, like a wild elephant, outer enemy, I mean, wild, our, like elephant mind. And physical enemy, outer enemy, actually, they don't have capacity to harm so much. One of the biggest harming is kill you, something like that. This is the one of the biggest. That's it. More than that, they don't have capacity to do something such a bad, worse, more than that. That's it. And your one's own anger is not simple like this, okay? It will kill you millions and millions a year for the hell runs. Because of the anger you are doing so many bad things. So that's why the fight with the one's own anger by soldier of the army of the loving kindness of compassion. Or for immeasurable is like a soldier. And then you try to practice with the one's own anger and you win the from them, that means that yes, you are the winner and you are the hero and you are the bodhisattva. So that's why Churudo in second line is not good idea to taming physically, outerly. Yes, yeah. So it's very good idea to practice once on meditation, loving kindness, and compassion. If every single person has a compassion to understand, not going to fight anymore. What world going to be totally peaceful, isn't it? Of course. So the problem here is the lack of compassion, isn't it? People have a lack of compassion, and then these things happen. And that's where you cannot trust, cannot believe other people. And you have to protect, build the big, thick world to protect yourself because of the lack of compassion. Then you have a very big lock. 3-4 doors getting in the bedroom. Why you create this lock and door? Because there's only one problem, isn't it? If everybody has a compassion and nice, you know, no need to lock. Who's going to steal your thing? And why you are afraid? This is a whole universe, it's your house, your friend, isn't it? Friend means not going to harm anymore, anything harm. So that's why it's also sometimes very important to recognize that who is the enemy and who is the friend. The normal people like us, which is friend, and we consider as the enemy, which is really enemy, we consider this is the my love, isn't it? This goes a little bit wrong ways, actually. And this is the reason why, actually, we are suffering. So the then good idea is fight with one's own anger is the actually good idea. And once you conquer your one's own anger, then you can see actually as enemy, isn't it? You cure the, your projection, your sickness in the mind, and then how can you see that as enemy? You don't see. This is the how actually method of the how to clean our dirty mind. A dirty mind here mean, doesn't mean like a bad, but here means something confusion. Confusion. So that way, first of all, we have to know it is possible to cleanable. For example, the cup is dirty. We usually normally we say cup is dirty, isn't it? If the cup is really dirty, you can't wash it actually. You know cup is clean, that way your progress to working. This is the reason why your progress, I mean you are starting to washing the cup. Washing the cup. You know it is a cleanable. It's possible to clean. There were this, for example, our mind also same. Our mind is the nature is a clean, totally clean cup. And we know it is a possible to clean. So this is a reason why it is under progress to cleaning things happen. Otherwise, impossible. How do we to clean? If there is a truly exists that the cup is dirty, if you try to wash a cup will disappear, isn't it? If you finish the clean the cup, no more cup. You don't have a cup. For example, glass of water, it is dirty, isn't it? For example, I mean, dirty. And you want to clean the dirty and you throw away, clean dirty, no more water. Here means, meditation means itself. Dirty water, glass of dirty water, itself clean. Just don't move it, leave alone. Meditation means don't do something, leave alone. What is, it is. Just leave alone, it is there. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do increase, decrease. Just leave alone. What is the nature of water? It itself going to be clean. You try to move the clean move, it's becoming more dirty, isn't it? Yeah, just don't move maybe one or two. You can think after it. It's all the dirty is going down. Things like that. Okay. And this stand is very interesting. How to use object of the desire once on the path. Debe yundin lin sa chudan da jizan jizan suwa so sipa palwar ju kang la jin chak yu nyo po nam pail po ma jisila ni. So remember I mentioned the before, this is our desire. It's like a try to satisfy. There is no way to satisfy. The pleasures of senses are like a salty water. The more one takes, the more one's thirsty increase. To promptly abandon all objects which arouse attachment is the practice of Bodhisattva. So all the pleasure of the worldly pleasure is essentially, it's like a salty water. We are like a thirsty person. Thirsty. We didn't get water, so much water. We try to find other water and drinking water, salty water. Isn't it? Try to drinking salty water to solve the thirsty and you want more. You want more. And there is not enough mind. That's why Nagarjuna is told in the I don't remember somewhere. Narudam Kunji Nang Chokshe passed. Among them, all the worthy, the nice, worthy, nice is the Chokshe means enough mind. Enough mind is the one of the richest, I mean wealthy person. Remember this morning I mentioned like someone who has a mind, they are enough. This is the wonderful worthy. If you don't have this kind of mind, doesn't matter how much millionaire you are poor, because you are not enough. You didn't get satisfied, you always drink the salty water, isn't it? Salty water, and try to solve the problem, and again, and again, and again. From beginningless to until now, it is many years, but you won't get satisfied. This is a teaching here, is that this is not good idea to solve the problem, thirsty solve problem with the thirsty, drinking the salt water is a not good idea too. Not way to solve the problem. So that's why it just increase more and more, more and more, more. And attachment increase. The wanting too much. So that's why if you see something object that which is can increasing attachment to suddenly avoid them and abandon them. So this is the practice of the Bodhisattva. So up to here, what we are discussing is the only relative truth path, okay? Bodhicitta, relative truth, only relative truth. And this from here, it talk more like a ultimate truth. Ultimate truth. Or maybe absolute. 22. Of course. Yes. I must understand. If not Bodhisattva, how to do it? Yeah? How to do it? Yeah, your main question is like this, the main purpose. We are not Bodhisattva, and this is the part of Bodhisattva, and how can we? So, you can do many things. You can pray. May I become a part of the Bodhisattva? And may I be able to practice all those true paths? May I one day, yes, of course, this is you can, isn't it? We all can. The praying is a praying. It's work. One day you pray, one day it will come to you. Something like that. Then things like that. Slowly, slowly. Very slowly, slowly. Slowly, slowly. Developing wisdom, knowing, contemplating. Mm-hmm. So here then you can pray first of all you will mean like a we are very far from the what here mentioned, isn't it? If you think yourself and seems like very far, what here mentioned is a yes. Yes. Yeah, so don't worry, it's also gradually, step by step, gradually, then you have to acknowledge about the bodhicitta is how beneficial and how it works and think and contemplate and ask questions, make all those things. And this is a one good idea is a merit is a very important for the moment. Really, really important, which is you really capable to can do it, you know. Maybe you're not, yes, of course, you are not really helping other, you don't have think, but imaginary, you can think also. Of course. I mean, for example, you are not really bodhisattva putting on the path, not applying on the path. You are just aspiration. Aspiration. If everybody gets happy, I'm also happy, something like that, isn't it? If everybody is not suffering, of course I'm also happy. You know, why not? This kind of, you know, it makes you to the more power. You know what I mean? So things like that. And then pray, and then practice, and then it's, you know, maybe that. Yeah. So here meaning is actually change, you know, change. Change, you are always drinking the salty water. Try to drink something else. Maybe it can be satisfied. Buddha is telling like this actually. I know you are trying to satisfy drinking salty water and then you won't satisfy. Try another things, maybe Coca-Cola. Or maybe juice. Try to juice cup of water and try, let's see how it works. You know, something like that. And you are trying to still, this is a, and it will continue, of course. It will continue. This salty water is a, more makes you thirsty, isn't it? Something like that. You can examine yourself and you can analyze. And one important thing is that, yeah, this is the reason why Shantideva been always the advertising is one reason this thing. First of all, you are not interested to helping other because maybe you don't know how beneficial for you actually. Helping other is the beneficial for you. You don't know. And even you try, maybe you are worried about I'm losing. I always work for you. What am I? You are worried about too much yourself. And this worry is a useless worry. Isn't it? This worry is no useful. Why? You don't have to be consider at all yourself, it will automatically, you work for others, you will get something. For example, you are working for government, isn't it? What do you get? You get salary. I'm giving something to you. What do you get? You will get something. You get merit. The cost similar to the result, similar to cost is a, you will get the worthy person. There is no way to lose anything. Anyway. Okay. So up to here is we're about the sorry? Waste. Okay. How do you get married? Using your body, using your mouth, using your method, I mean mind, body, speech. These three things you can use it. How to use body through wife? You respect the people. You show the nice smell. On the street, somebody is asking, where is the road? You can show them nicely where you want to go. And if you know, if you don't know, you can say, I don't know, sorry. This is actually how you can, you are earning the merit through, you know, even you may be very good intention, wanting to have more, more. There's a lot. You know, how these people in a bodhisattva showing the very respectfully, you know, two hands. This is the path you are getting. These things like that. Yeah. And then something people see, you rejoice. Wow, you are wonderful. I like. This is a, you are a lot of, created a good karma, that's why you become a nice person, isn't it? Very happy with them. Instead of jealousy, isn't it? How, jealousy is the useless. You jealousy, he or she never become a poor. Does not make sense anything. Jealousy. It's just destroy your good quality. This is what we people usually does out of ignorance. I can say that, yeah. And you don't know what the meaning of the jealousy makes, how harm, and then this is how comes the jealousy. Otherwise, no need to jealousy. This is how rejoice actually. Especially, rejoice means not for the rejoice something being bad. Rejoice always something good. Good, like, oh, beneficial. Someone, people like benefiting for many people, like a Dalai Lama. Benefiting for all sentient beings, you know. Wow, this great man is such a good. You think, you speak, this is the how also you can get the merit. Yeah, body, speech, mind, saying something nice, you know, saying something good, nicely, you will always have the nice. People will tell always you will have nice. This is the how result similar with the cause what you did actually. Isn't it? You always say something bad, maybe you always say something people blah 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 about you and you don't want to hear anymore. Which is you created yourself, and then condition comes, it's growing for you. This is what you did. No one's making planning to, I want to tell something on this date. You are the, creator. That's why you are the, your own protector. You are the, your own enemy. So all in your hands. So, okay. This from here, the what we're discussing is the post-meditation, how things, condition, unsuitable condition, how turn into the bodhisattva path. Now we're, considered as a emptiness in the meditation part. Absolute. So basically, we already discussed about the relative truth part. These are the what all what we have discussed is the part of the relative truth. Now, the little bit different category and different subject, absolute. Absolute. Chidarnawa did the rangis and semi dunity with Hadanga, the machine is in Milan Vigis and Rangis. Whatever one perceives depends on one's own mind. The nature of mind is free from conceptualized, extinct from the very beginning, recognizing that to remain without mental fabrication, free from the concept of subject and object is the practice of Bodhisattva. This is a very difficult because this ultimate truth or practicing of the meditation. So whatever things appear in front of you, it is your mind, basically. Your mind, isn't it? Your mind. Your mind sees good. If you think, oh, I see it to be good, it means your mind. And maybe sometimes you think, oh, today this is a good person, this is, a, this is also your mind. And whatever appears, this is white little book. This is also our mind. Saying this is a, actually, if you want to, now we're talking about little, you know, absolute truth, to realize. For example, you see something very beautiful, and where's the beauty? Where's the beauty? Can you show me? No? Why? I mean, truly exit something. Yeah. True beauty, see, is where? Outer or inner? Oh, this is your mind. Again, your mind. Yeah. And here, like a consider, analyze, where is the beauty? You can't find, actually. So this is how I told already. Whatever appears, it is relative, and what it is the absolute. What your things you see, it is not what you see. For example, you see, this is the, we call say, white paper. Isn't it? Paper, I mean paper. And you can analyze a little bit about, think about this one. This white is not paper. White is the color. White is the color. For example, the paper is not different from color also. Do you mean white is the paper? Absolutely not. And what is the paper? We all saying paper, paper, paper. Maybe this shape, do you mean paper? Of course not. Shape is not paper. And color is not paper. But without color, you can't find the paper also. Or this way, whatever decided you think paper, and you decided this is a nice paper. Or you think see something good, and you decided, your mind decided this is a good. Remember, for example, I will give you another example. You are falling in love with someone, girl, or whatever. You like very much, you see, nice, you see actually, isn't it? Someone doesn't like. Why someone doesn't like? It truly exists in the object, beauty. Everybody has to be falling in love. Even Buddha falling in love. Because truly exists beauty in the object. Why not? Someone likes, someone doesn't like, there is something problem. That means you like it. That means you are mine. It doesn't mean that the beauty truly exists in the object. The absolute truth, I mean, not in, we are not now talking about the relative truth. Absolute truth is that whatever things appear, you are mine, and you can analyze what is my mind, you cannot find also. Isn't it? It is liberate from shape, liberate from weight, and liberate from, of, if you do, nature of the mind, of course. That's why it is a liberate from everything. I mean, which is, we never know yet what we have. Like a, it's like a clear, of course, I mean, it's like a blue sky. You never see blue sky yet, and something happens, you think, wow, it is a new. Now it's becoming new, but it's not new, it's very old. Okay, from beginningless, we have it. The nature of mind is like this. Good thing. What? So you can, yeah, in relative truth, you can see a good thing. This relative truth is the best. Yeah. Ultimate truth, there is nothing, nothing. Ultimate truth is like a not truly exist. Whatever. It doesn't matter, good or bad, not truly easy. It's like a, it will come next. Next stanza, maybe it's like a rainbow. Yes. Next stanza, rainbow. When you see the rainbow, maybe your answer should be in the next stanza. Okay, anyway, I will tell you. You see the rainbow, colorful. Very nice. Very nice. Isn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you want to get the really, it can't touch about. So it doesn't matter like a good or bad. In the absolute truth, there is no distinguish between good and bad. There is no distinguish between losing or gaining. This goes beyond. It makes sense, maybe too difficult. This is a relative truth. Only relative truth. Yeah. Relative truth.
Yeah. So
in the absolute. Anyway, I think you are talking about relativity. And your relativity, what you are saying is relative to, yes, of course. What do you think? It is like this. When you go absolute truth means, absolute truth means beyond that. Absolute truth, there is no exist to kill the people. What you are going to kill and what you think of it, for example. You get the point a little bit. For example, you are thinking, for example, I will tell you what meaning is sent, but I will tell you a different way. Oh, this what is a bait. What is a bait? I think and I get the more pain, something like that. It's totally in the relative. Absolute truth, there is no water. No water doesn't mean also empty, like emptiness. For example, remember, we will, for example, I don't know how to explain. Maybe car hit me. Car hit me, you know. There is no car who's going to hit you. I mean the relative absolute truth. Things like that. So similarly, there is bad people killing. Bad people killing, you cannot see good things. Of course. The absolute truth, there is no even bad exists. You want to ask something? Okay. There is no car means, okay, you can ask a car, where is the car? We can talk a little bit. Where is the car? Do you mean wheel is the car? Wheel is the car? If you say yes, then you have a four car within one car, because two, four wheels. And you mean color is a car? Absolutely not. An engine? Engine is not car. Because why? It's an engine, isn't it? Engine. Or something like that. This is how actually they little bit learn about how to learn about little bit of the ultimate truth. Through this learning is just very dry, just word. It's not going working like this. Absolute truth is, So that's why Shantideva is telling, absolute truth is not object of the normal mind talk about. You know, ordinary mind. Why? Ordinary mind is a relative. Relative cannot describe the ultimate truth, actually. Ultimate truth means beyond that. Beyond talkable. Impressible. Impressible. So, but inexpressible. Yeah, inexpressible. So you see, we already talked a little bit about the car. You think car is a hit me, car? Car. But, if you really analyze, you can't find the car. You just give the name. So many things, not car, putting together, no way to become a car. Wheel is not car, steering not car, glass not car, color not car, putting together, is possible to becoming a car? Absolutely, of course not. This is what normal worldly people like us believe that. Oh, this is a nice car, isn't it? Believe that. And we desire to have a nice car. And you don't have a nice car, you will suffer again. If, you know, suffering. Yes. If someone has a neighbor, then be jealous. And then we think, try to solve the problem having the car. and earning money, working, 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 working. Once you got the money, and then buy a car, and more problem. Because you bought the car, your aim is want to solve the problem. Instead of that, car gives you more problem. For example, you see, if you once got the car, you have to find out the car place. You know, house. You have to think, if you want to put the car outside, maybe 1 month, or maybe one or little, you are very suffer. Somebody is stalling my car. Something happened. And you have to think, how much money I have to earn for the oil. Car doesn't work itself. And you have to think, even you are driving in the street, you are very suffer. If little bit you miss a mistake, car will kill you. Isn't it? It's true, relative true. You can see it in the society. You have to drive very scary, isn't it? Very, very. Even 1 minute you made a mistake, there is a very dangerous. Very dangerous. And what we are thinking is, we are thinking car is working for us. But the relative truth is that you are becoming car servant, isn't it? Car itself doesn't work. You have to drive, you have to clean, you have to put oil, you have to think, you have to make nice, isn't it? So you are becoming totally car servant. For example, I mean relative truth. But it doesn't mean that we don't have to be car. Car is very useful. But okay, you tell me what is the meaning of the comfortable. Tell me. I saw in the car, this is the comfortable. Tell me, if you see the really comfortable. Right. Maybe you think comfortable. This is what you can say. I think comfortable.
I'm not a person.
Okay. Comfortable? Maybe seat is comfortable. Yes. This is a good example. But there is a no car. You are thinking your individual car, isn't it? Car not have. It is nicer more actually. No one has car, but you don't think I only me. There is a no car. There is a no car. No one has a car. No one has a car, we are something different there. I mean, did you get the point, what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. So anyway, yeah. Relative, the ultimate truth is the beyond. Then you need to be surrounded. So, whatever things your mind, your project, and you see this comfortable, this is good and bad, and your mind, and what is your mind, it is liberated from the beginning list. It is free from the conceptualize extreme from very beginning. This is the nature of mind. We have it, we didn't discover yet. It is still hidden somewhere. The Dharma teaching is how to discover and how to get that stage. These are the methods. Sorry? No, I mean, There is no one curse. Nobody has a curse. Even car company, no car company. Yes. Yeah. Monastery. Yeah, this is good actually. Very good. This means you have an aspiration to death. It is very good. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, yeah, you can see. Okay. Yeah, this is what we are looking. Yeah. It makes sense? You're saying this unexpressible? This is what we are looking. Look for. Result. Yeah. There is no gaining, no losing there. Losing and gaining here are relative to. This is free from the extreme, all extreme. Okay. Recognizing that two remain without mental fabrication. You see? Mental fabrication. Free from the concept of the subject and object is the practice of the Bodhisattva. Mental fabrication, so I'm not familiar with this word, but I can see in the Tibetan word there is a Dzogchen means a dualistic, actually, concept, dualistic. Dualistic for what? Yeah, dualistic. Always. Yeah. So that means as long as you hold the this conceptual, always be distinguishable. You can see as a night and day. As long as you have a night and bed, there is always no balance. Okay? You will be all the time like this, floating on the water. not balance, not suitable. You know, sometimes you are going, we all know actually, isn't it? In the 1 year, one day, morning to until 9 o'clock, how many change our mind? Something's happening, suddenly you are very happy. Oh, nice, talking. 3 hours later, you totally mood off. What is that? That means, yes, the dualistic and mental fabrication. So, attitude means beyond that, liberate from the mental fabrication. So without mental fabrication, free from concept of subject and object. I think Dzogchen Tsema. Tsema means, Dzogchen means clinging on the subject, who is going to can subject and object and think, distinguish the mind. How will do it? I will tell. It is only come through by practicing. It is just a little bit subject, telling the, discussing about the ultimate truth. But the really ultimate truth is only through the experience. Okay, what your experience is not really actually talk. It cannot talk. It cannot be subject of the normal mind. Make sense? So this is what we are discussing, the relative truth. Now, what it is, it's the emptiness. Remember? That is the ultimate happiness. Yeah. This is, I can say, like a ultimate happiness. I mean, truly happiness. You can say ultimate happiness as well. Enlightened sometimes. Waking mind. Many different ways to get. Waking mind. Liberate from samsara. Enlightened. Ultimate truth and relative ultimate bodhicitta. Yeah, ultimate happiness. Ultimate happiness here means not temporary. Not temporary. We all have a happy, you know? It's temporary. It's really, really temporary. Even you want to be forever, maybe a few years, no more happy. Sometimes 1 week is happy with someone. Maybe after 1 month, no more. No more happy. Because it changed. It's a temporary. Temporary. Ultimate happy is, of course. Ultimate happy means there is a no suffering. State, no suffering. No suffering means a happy actually. But more is beyond that. Okay, let's see next stanza. Okay, this is in the when Bodhisattva are going to meditate on the absolute level, things like that. Okay, like not exist truly, it's like emptiness. It's empty, what it is. And when we now post meditation, I mean, they're not going to meditate. They're coming from the meditate, which is, I mean, post-meditate, and what things are have to do, something like that. Sorry? I think post-meditation is post-meditation. The meditation is the one instance, before one instance of meditation, and then, yeah, after the all, maybe rest of, let's see, is that it seems like a post meditation. So I will read you. Idumi Yildan Chapana Yagidigi Jansu Jijin Debana in Deban Meditation Japanese. So the Buddha is which one? Actually, ultimate mid 22 is talking about the ultimate truth. Yeah, ultimate truth. And then these are the ultimate truth, also they meditate. And these are the when they coming back post meditation and things what things have to think. Maybe shall we stop here for tomorrow? We will make question. Yeah, make question and answer only 15 minutes. So we stop here and then we can ask question later. Yeah. I see. Brain is you can see, you can wait, you can touch. Then mind is you cannot see, and you cannot wait how much kilogram your mind. And this doesn't mean also don't have. The nature of mind is like that. For example, you already asking question here. How to stop between mind and breath? That is your mind. You know? You are asking question here now. So that is mind. So I'm just putting back to the understanding you are going to be. So how you ask? You think mind, brain, you are asking this is mind. You are mind. I can say I don't know about, but I say very related with the brain and then heart. Mind is a. We believe that every essence of the, you know, conscious of the eye, conscious of the ear, nose, all the mind, which is also need to be support, how to say, supporter. And supported is the mind. The difference. The Abhidharma Koshikarikas explain what kind of eye conscious supporter inside. And it's explained like a, how do you say anyway, very difficult, you know, very subtle. It is a note, it's a form actually. And this is the how I conscious. The main mind is, of course, we call the main mind. Other ones are judgment, after judgment. For example, you see like a pen, isn't it? See? And then you are thinking, I see the pen different. These are the totally different. This way, truly you are not seeing, truly you are not seeing, and your image come in the mind. So, when your image come, the pen was gone. What you are seeing is totally gone. You don't see. Pen is not staying the 1 second. Impermanent. Second and second we are moving. For example, we are mourning here. Mourning people are not here now. It is gone. It is totally gone, and we will never ever find in life. Maybe never, forever. It's just gone. It's finished. For example, like a 3 o'clock today, never ever cannot find that 3 o'clock this after, before 3 o'clock. Never ever. It's just gone, it's gone. Life is like this. Second, changing second. For the first second is the cause of the next second. And it's becoming continuum. So out of our ignorance, you see same person. Yesterday we meet, yes, today meet. But yesterday, what you are meeting yesterday, today is not exactly what you meet yesterday. It's gone, actually. So, any question? If no question, maybe I would like to take 5 minute meditation. It's good. Yeah. 4 maybe, yeah. So now you can meditate. You know, impermanent, precious human body. No falling, how falling samsara, how is beneficial of the bodhicitta. Okay. So very important to make state and very comfortable, very relaxed, focused on the one object. Okay. Now we are going to dedication, and then we conclude. Shri Nam Di Dham Ji Zubha Ni Tum Ni Ni Be Dhamma Dham Ji Kiva Na Chi Balong Dung Ba Yi Sin Bi Zola Elu Di Wan Shom Jam Belen Bo Ji Dara Kim Ba Lam Kuntu Zang Bo On Di Yang Bi Ji Te Da Kun Ki Ji Su Da Lo Jin Kiva Di Da Dham Ji Ram Do Gyo-wa-di-gyo-gun-san-nam-ni-si-to-do-su-nam-ni-si-da-jung-tam-ba-gun-ni-in-tam-ba-shu-san-ji-gu-su-ni-be-ji-na-chi-ni-mi-ji-du-be-ji-na-yi-du-mi-ji-du-be-ji-na-bi-ji-tara-ngu-an-de-lam-bu-ram-ba-ra-yi-shu-jang-ju-sam-ju-rim-bo-ji-ma-gi-pa-num-gin Okay. Thank you very much. And